Welcome to The Dirt Show, brought to you by Casey's General Stores. And today we're going to hear from modified driver Mackenzie Gurdes, the 13X. We're also going to hear from Rod French from French's Repair and Fabrication and Powerlift Doors, Tony Veneziano from SLS Promotions about Deer Creek Speedway on June 29th, Tony Kochler from Duradoc, and a little more from our old friend Speed at Cookies Barbecue, Sauces and Seasoning.
You wanted the best? They're coming four abreast. It's the World of Outlaws Craftsman Sprint Cars. The premiered Wing Warriors battle it out. The World of Outlaws Superstars. The greatest show on dirt is coming. The World of Outlaws Craftsman Sprint Cars are coming to Deer Creek Speedway for the Clash at the Creek. Thursday, June 29th. Racing starts at 7:30. To buy tickets, go to slspromotions.com. Or call 815-344-2023.
Hi, Dale Jr. here. I wanted to let you know that Nationwide is bringing the number 88 Nationwide Chevy SS show car to your neighborhood. It's your chance to check out a fully functional 725 horsepower race car up close. This is an event you don't want to miss. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Paid endorsement.
Eagle Prairie Insurance is bringing this car to Blooming Prairie on Tuesday, July 4th in Central Park from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Nothing's more frustrating than the sound of... Hi, this is Ashley from the Otana Auto Clinic. Summer vacations should be a time to get away and relax with the family, not to spend time stuck on the side of the road or at an unfamiliar repair shop far from home. Here at the Otana Auto Clinic, our customers are like family. Stop by our emergency room for vehicles, and we will give your automobile a complete inspection and send you on down the road for a worry-free vacation. So call the Otana Auto Clinic today before you head on your way at 414-AUTO.
Hey, you're pretty good with tools. Can you help me with a project?
Sure. What do you have in mind?
Wow, cool. That's my Batwing Chassis Outlaw Mini Mod. They offer kit pricing for the guys who are handy with the wrenches, and I save $2,000.
Batwing Chassis Outlaw Mini Mods are well engineered, and they're easy to work on. We should have this car ready to race in no time.
Wait a minute. How do you know so much about Batwing Chassis Outlaw Mini Mods?
Because that's mine over in the corner. Turnkey cars start at $8,999.
Yeah, I know.
Now, about that $2,000 you saved, don't you think?
Oh boy, here we go.
Find out more today at batwingchassis.com or call 507-456-5465 anytime.
Race fans, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is proud to announce for the 2017 Sprint Car season that our newest exhibit will be our salute to champion Sammy Swindell, running in our museum from June 1st through October 1st. Stop in and view six of Sammy Swindell's winning sprint cars that Sammy drove during his illustrious career and his 1983 Chili Bowl winning midget race car. Plus, we'll have an exclusive interview with Sammy Swindell and award-winning editor Bones Bossier on video inside the Salute to Champion Sammy Swindell exhibit that you can only see inside the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. Also, our Salute to Champion Sammy Swindell t-shirts and posters will be available starting June 1st. And don't forget to mark your racing calendars for Saturday, June 3rd, when the 28th annual National Sprint Car Hall of Fame induction banquet will be held right here in Knoxville at Dyer Hudson Hall, and the USAC Sprint Cars return to Knoxville Raceway that same Saturday night, July 3rd. That's our Salute to Champion Sammy Swindell exhibit, June 1st through October 1st at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, and the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum Induction Banquet and USAC Sprint Cars, Saturday night, June 3rd in Knoxville.
Hey, this is Dave from Severson Oil VP Racing Fuels, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure today to be joined by modified driver Mackenzie Gurdes, and it is the final week of our June Ladies Month segment. And Mackenzie, you and your brother both started racing karts. Where is the kart track you raced at, and what are your favorite memories that you took away from kart racing?
When I started, it was called the Minnewaska Go-Karting Association, and it was in Glenwood, Minnesota. We raced there every Sunday, and then when we first started, we went to Alexandria, and that was Friday night, so it was always two nights a week doing that. And then the Glenwood track closed, and they started a new one in Westport, Minnesota. It's like a town in the middle of nowhere. We just did Westport, and my dad actually built the track, him and my uncle, put clay on it, and it's kind of went off from there. So my brother started when he was 8, and then I was 5 at the time, and you couldn't start till you were 6. So sitting there waiting a whole year begging for a kart and not understanding that I couldn't actually race it till another year. And having a July birthday, you have to wait a half a season. So that took forever as well. And I thought it wasn't fair that my brother could sit there and do it, but I couldn't. So I kind of did that for a while. And then once that kind of took off, my brother would get a new kart, and then I would get his. And our last year's racing, we both actually went undefeated for it. So that was exciting to be able to race the same kart he did and do the same thing in it.
What lessons did you take away from your karting career that you still use driving today?
When the track is dry slick, we always said in go-karting that slower is faster. So instead of getting on the gas and making your wheels spin, it makes it better if you ease into the gas so that your wheels aren't spinning until you can actually get hooked up and go. So I still always use that.
Recently, you and your brother Brady did some house cleaning, and you actually gave away your karting trophies to some young fans who stopped down in the pit areas.
Yeah, we have some kids. We're actually still doing it throughout the season because we had about 14 totes. And with me having my own house, my brother getting his own house, my mom said, are you going to take the totes or what are you going to do with them? Because I want them out of my house if they're yours. And we both decided, my dad's like, well, why don't you just bring them to the track and get rid of them that way? And we started doing that. And the kids that come with their parents to the races, if their dad races, they always come over every week. And the parents joke that we're going to have a tote by ourselves just from our kids coming over every week. And they talk about how they cheer us on now. And so they kind of creating their own little fan group. And it's exciting for them to come over because not anybody else does it except for us.
Is there a special meaning behind the race number 13X?
When I started, I didn't know what number to pick. My birthday was on the 13th, so I chose 13, and that was my go-kart number. And then when my brother moved up to karts, he was only 2, and then he chose 2X because at that time we always thought the cars that had the X behind their number got the good calls. So my brother chose to do that, and then when I started, I wanted to do the same thing as what he did, so that's how I got 13X.
Last May, you graduated from college. Congratulations on that achievement. How many other students in your graduating class were racers or even knew what racing was?
Not many. There's one kid that did it for maybe 3 races, and it wasn't for him, so he was the only one that kind of thought it was interesting, where the rest said that, oh, you just drive in left turns, and it's really not like that, but you kind of just laugh and let it go because they don't understand it whatsoever. Or you had the ones that did the drifting on tars, and I have zero interest in that, so I called them the rice burners, but it was kind of usually a back and forth thing, but it was always just the guys that would give me crap about it. But maybe they were just jealous because a girl was doing it and they wanted to but never could get the chance to.
What do you do for a day job?
I actually started my own daycare. So total opposites of going from a daycare to racing on the weekends.
Well, you definitely have a lot of patience to be able to do that job.
Yes.
You and your boyfriend had an experience over the weekend. You actually went out racing together without your dad and your brother for the first time.
Yeah, it was way different for me not ever going without them. My mom was so nervous because I've never driven with a trailer before. And she's like, I'm just worried about what you're going to do. I think I should have someone else drive the truck and trailer there for you. And I kept telling her, nope, it'll be fine. I have to do it at some point. So I made it there just fine and ended up not being able to race. But as the track was, they were trying to make it work in Fergus. My boyfriend went and made changes under the car because Friday we scaled it all the day, just him and I, because I took the day off thinking I was going to be in Cedar Lake with my brother. But that didn't happen, so it was just the two of us, and we made it work.
Mackenzie, you and your brother really take pride in your cars. They always look really nice, and that requires a lot of shop time to keep them looking like that.
Yeah, Usually each night after I get done with work at 5 o'clock, I head straight to my parents, and most nights we're working on it that I have to change gears every week, and for a Ford rear end in a race car, it's much harder to do changing gears than it is for my brother that has a quick change rear end. So I wish I had the same as what he did, because then I could lift them in by myself, but I'm not strong enough. So I get halfway through it, and then my dad gets under the car, and he puts the gears into place, and then I can finish the rest of it. And then got to do tires every week and tin work. And my brother always does his tires on Thursday night, so I have to get mine done before then. And Friday, my brother leaves work around like 3 o'clock, and he gets the cars loaded up. And since this year has been the first year of me working not with them at the shop, that I meet them at the Holiday Inn, and that's where I park my car, and I hop in the toter and get to Fergus with them.
That's a tight schedule, and working in the shop with your mom, dad, and brother has to make for some great family time. Families that race together stay together.
They sure do. My mom doesn't usually do a whole lot in the shop. She kind of watches us, but then my uncle Ryan is there almost every night just with us. He's always been with us throughout the whole thing, so he's like a second dad to me and my brother.
Another job in and of itself is finding good sponsors and keeping those sponsors satisfied with the exposure that you give them at the track, on social media, and on the side of your car.
Yeah, most of our sponsors are actually like family friends that have their own companies. So like GT Plumbing, they actually did all the plumbing throughout my house as well. So not only giving them business, they help me with racing. And then my brother has Finnegar Trucking because that's a family friend. And then I have Wagner Trucking, which my family's business, Lard Implement, does business with. So it's kind of all connected with one another that we give each other business itself, and then they help us out too.
What is your Friday night track at Fergus Falls like?
It's a 3/8 mile. This year has been dry slick almost every night, and I have a new car this year, so getting that going, it's kind of been hard to figure out, but me and my boyfriend made all the changes to it that we wanted to do for this last Friday, and it rained out, so I guess we'll find out this coming weekend how it's going to do with having all the changes to it.
How do you like the big tracks like Alexandria?
I've always liked it. There's many people that don't, simply because it is challenging, that there's nowhere else that you're getting that much speed to go into the corner. And we run it every week, so we're used to it. But a lot of guys don't want to come to the track just because it's a lot harder to do and to have your car set up for it.
I had some of the other guys say that when you hit a bump, you'll actually kind of lift out of your racing seat and get butterflies in your stomach. You're moving that fast.
Yeah, and it does get like that once in a while when tracks are rough. I've actually watching my brother when tracks are rough, his car, some cars react to them better than others, and there's some holes that you hit and like all four tires will actually come off the ground and come back down. And there was one night in Alec that he was on the high side and it came up and throughout the whole entire corner, it just would not come down until he actually fully got out of the gas for it to slow down enough to start going again.
Are those the two tracks you typically run throughout the regular season?
Yep. And then if it ever rains out, we try once in a while going to Montevideo on Friday nights, and then we'll sometimes hit up Madison on Saturday night.
The last few seasons, you've made the trip down to Humboldt. What is that like for you as a driver to be there with all of those drivers from all over the country and park next to them in the pits and talk about chassis and setups and shocks? It's got to be fun, and it's also got to be a learning experience.
It is a lot of new learning, and we went down there. At first was just going to be my brother, and then I wanted to go as well. So when we start parking next to people, you get to know them, and you kind of become friends for the weekend. And then when you meet each other at new tracks again, like you can park next to them and know that, oh, we were there at Humboldt with them, and they're good people. just a couple years ago, we were next to Joe Duvall at Deer Creek, and he's quite the character himself. So that was fun. And then I actually have a best friend, Abby Gerke, that she started racing too, is in the same class as me, so we kind of stick together no matter where we're at.
Following the USMTS stops around when they're in the area, that has to be a great time and another great learning experience.
Yeah, I love that my brother races with them because getting to see those guys race is exciting, and you kind of look up to them and want to be like them, where you can watch how they run to be thinking of yourself when you go out there on the track to try to run the same line, or you kind of see when they lift going into the corner and you want to do the same thing. If they have a fast line, it's obviously working. So when they come up to Fergus, we always run. And then a couple of years ago, they were in Alec, and my brother won. That was the first time they had ever been there, and my brother ended up winning. It was his first ever USMTS win. And that weekend before, like, it was Wilmer on Thursday, and then Fergus Friday and Alec Saturday. And my brother went out Thursday at Wilmer, and his rear end went out on him. So he worked all Friday getting it ready to go out there, and then actually went over to Bob Gerke, got a rear end from him, put it in all Friday with the help of another friend that races, Brett Hoyam. And then he went out there and ended up winning, and we found out later that right before the race, Bob, that he got the rear end from, put up an extra $1,000 to the winner. So it was kind of funny that he used his rear end and got extra money from him, so he came out of the weekend with $4,000.
That's a great story. How did your brother do over the extended rain delay race up at Cedar Lake over the weekend?
He had motor troubles Thursday, and we didn't have another one with. So our car builder, chassis builders, actually gave up one of their cars for my brother to run the rest of the weekend. And he said that he's never ran anybody else's car before. So to go into someone else's car, you're in a different seat, to where his is laid back a little more than most drivers, where this one was straight up and a whole different seat itself. It was the same full containment seat, but not the same brand, so it fits you different. His belts were a little bit different. And then he talked about how he had different brakes than what he has in his car, so he's used to kind of resting his foot on the brake. And with this car, you could not do that whatsoever, otherwise you were on the brake. So he said that was a total new learning curve to get in someone else's car. So he went out there for his heats, and where he started was usually where he finished, or he fell back a couple cars. And then he started in the last chance race and made it through that to the C main, and then missed it by a couple to get into the B main. So it wasn't the best weekend, but the car is still in one piece besides figuring out the motor, and I think he was still happy with it.
Fall specials. You and your brother both enjoy coming down to the Fall Jamboree.
We do every year. We go down there. That's what I look forward to. I love racing Deer Creek. I honestly wish it was a track I could race at weekly, because I just look forward to going there. And this past year, that's kind of where me and my boyfriend met. We had seen each other at other races and never talked to each other. He gave me a ride on the four-wheeler in Wilmer the night that my brother's rear end went out, and I didn't think anything of it at that time. And then right before Deer Creek, he had sent me a message asking how the weather was, because it continued to rain and rain, and they didn't even know if the show would end up getting in. And then he was down there as well, went the same night we did, and that's kind of how we met. So now he wonders this year what he'll do, because the Stampede in Jamestown is the same weekend as Deer Creek, and he runs that since that's where he's from. So now he's kind of stuck on if he wants to run the Stampede where his family is, or if he'll go to Deer Creek where this all started for us.
You're making him make the tough decisions.
Yes.
Another great event is the Topless Nationals at Ogilvie. What is it like, and what does it feel like to run without the protection of a roof?
We have actually never went to it. My boyfriend went to it last year, and I went with him, but not racing. I went out with my boyfriend's car. They had them all do a couple parade laps around, and my boyfriend needed to get in his car, so I did. And it just seems so weird that everything is wide open. Not that sheet metal protects you a whole lot, but I still feel like it has some sort of coverage or makes it feel that way.
What are your goals as far as racing goes in the future?
I really want to get a feature win. I've gotten heat wins, I've gotten tech shed, but I've not gotten that win. And that's really what I'm going for, is trying to get the car set up that we can get a win.
Well, I am looking forward to seeing that picture when you send it to me holding the checkered flag. And I appreciate you taking the time to be here with us on the Dirt Show.
Thank you. I'm happy to be on it as well.
Fast Shafts owner Pat Fagan is a racer himself who has been testing and building drive shafts for himself and teams all over the nation since 1992. Fast Shaft drive shafts are the number one choice for over 90% of the major modified chassis builders. Drive shafts, drive shaft repair, 9-inch Ford center sections, slip yokes, rear end yokes, ring and pinions, bearings, spools, gears, shim kits, and more. Call Fast Shafts today. Made by racers. For racers. 800-622-6617.
Hi, this is Ken Snow from Snow's Classics. Had your ride for a while, and are you looking to clear out some space in your shop? Now is a great time to sell your classics at Snow's Classics. We take the headaches out of selling your classic car. Plus, your car will be viewed by thousands of cars driving by on I-35 and at our huge car show Saturday, July 15th. Log on to snowsclassics.com and check out what we have to offer, where we make dreams happen one customer at a time.
If you're like me, you hate when your outdoor gas-powered equipment won't start. What I've learned is that most of these breakdowns are caused by ethanol and street gas, which eats up the fuel system, and warranties don't cover fuel-related repairs. Well, the experts at VP Racing Fuels developed a solution called VP Small Engine Fuel. It's an unleaded fuel blend with no ethanol, so it prevents those problems. The unleaded fuel is perfect for four-cycle engines, like lawnmowers or generators, and for two-cycle equipment like chainsaws and trimmers. VP's fuel is pre-mixed with oil. That means no measuring or mixing. Just pour it in and start it up. You'll find VP Small Engine Fuel, or SEF, in quart size and 1 gallon containers for smaller tools, and 5 gallon pails for larger equipment. Try VP Small Engine Fuel, available at the Home Depot, or visit vpsef.com. That's vp-sef.com for more information. VP SEF is for use in small engines only and may not be used in motor vehicles.
Rhino Ag believes in building products with quality from the inside out. We start by hiring farmers to work in manufacturing building products for farmers. They know the best about the day-to-day demands the farmer expects. Then every Rhino product is factory filled with Lucas Oil to make sure every part on a Rhino is quality from the inside out. For a dealer near you, visit rhinoag.com.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is always a pleasure to be joined by Rod French from French's Repair and Fabrication and Power Lift Doors in Dodge Center, Minnesota. And Rod, a little while ago, you held your third annual summer get-together. Rod, you are a real people person and enjoy spending time with your friends, your family, and customers that you've got to know over the many years in business.
Yeah, it's always a great time to get together with friends and family and talk about what's going on and exchange pictures, and hopefully there's not a death involved in it. It seems like the only time you get together nowadays is funerals, and it's kind of nice not to do that. So third annual party, it was pretty good turnout. The weather could have been a little better. You know how that goes.
We actually just talked about that at a recent family graduation. You never get to see the cousins or the relatives unless it's graduation or, like you say, a funeral, and people should get together more often.
You know, people always used to get together on their front porch. Now everybody's together on their back porch and you don't even know their home. So it's kind of a change in times, I guess you'd say. Exactly.
You are currently in the middle of expanding your business, and this is really cool because your back parking lot is going to be enormous, and I can't wait to see what you're taking on.
Yeah, we're in the process. We started this morning actually putting poles in the ground. We're putting a new shop up in our Dodge Center location. We're going to bring the two businesses back to the same location, kind of combined work power that way a little bit, and I don't have to be two places at once.
It's amazing when you live somewhere how much stuff you can accumulate over time. And when you do this move, you actually are going to be having a big auction in August, getting rid of some of your tools and equipment that you no longer use.
Yes, we are. We signed up with Holland Auction out of Ellendale. We're going to have an August 23rd auction, and there will be something on that auction for everybody. We got tools, we got truck parts, we got front ends and rear ends and drive shafts. We got everything and anything. If I don't have it, you don't need it. Kind of bottom line. So yeah, it's going to be a pain in the butt to get everything lined up to do it, but we're going to liquidate a lot of overstock and stuff we're not using every day.
And let people know where that auction's going to be located, because it will be at this location.
Yeah, we're going to move everything into our Dodge Center location, 20960 636th Street, just a mile east of Dodge Center. We got a lot more parking up here out the farm. It's pretty limited, and that road is pretty busy. So we decided to bring everything uptown to this location. A lot of parking area. We just pushed off another 3 acres of black dirt. We got a 5-acre parking lot basically up here, which will work out really good for the auction and for expanding the business next time also.
Let's start talking about the repair side of French's Repair and Fabrication. What do you repair?
We do a lot of truck repairs, wheelbase slides, frame extensions, axles. Not a mechanic shop normally, but we mount dump boxes, repair garbage trucks, repair ready-mix trucks. More of the welding and fabrication side, not so much a mechanic shop.
Rod, you also have a huge facility for a fabrication shop. Basically, if someone has an issue, you can virtually make anything out of metal.
We got hooked up with a lot of different people out there that are able to help us when we need the CNCs and the lasers and the brake presses and stuff. Yeah, we can do anything from a church rail to a building door. We can do it all.
When did you get involved with power lift doors?
This is about 3.5 years into the program, I think. Farm economy's a little bit tight, so it's a little bit tough right now, but it's been good. And we're chasing the aviation market a lot heavier this year than we have in the past. We're going to go out to Oshkosh Air Show. We're going to go out there for 9 days, I think it is, with our doors and with our display unit, and hopefully get some business out of that one too.
How big of an area do you cover with your power lift door business?
So basically, I'm going about halfway through Minnesota to halfway through Wisconsin, northern Iowa. So we got a pretty good area. If you're not in our area, we'll still hook you up with somebody else that will build you the same quality door that we're going to build you. There's 33 or 34 different locations right now building the power lift doors. We're not just local. We're almost covering the United States right now, and the goal is to do that. So it's a good thing. So be on the lookout for a power lift door.
Rod, you custom build these doors to fit all types of applications like ag, industrial, commercial, and as you said, you'd even do airports.
Yeah, so we ourselves here in Dodge Center, we built an 8x9 as a small door and 60x20 as our larger door. The folks down in Florida just finished up 136 or 138 by 28 foot tall one-piece door. Wind rated at 170 mile an hour. 40,000 pounds of steel in that door, and she still opens up like a piece of cake with two cylinders on it.
What are the advantages of a power lift door?
So all of our doors are 100% welded together. There's no nuts and bolts. Either we build it on site or we'll build it in the shop and haul it down to you. Everything is oil impregnated brass bushings, basically permanent lubed. So they're built strong, maintenance free, basically simple. Structure warranties lifetime. You can't find that anywhere else.
How has the French's Repair and Fabrication Power Lift Door Hornet Racing Team been doing this season?
Well, the boys are doing really good. They're getting a little seat time and they're starting to race more with the people. Getting a little rough at times, but we'll get that straightened out. You know, when you're 12 and 13 years old or 11, 12 years old, it's really hard. And we're competing against kids or older folks that maybe shouldn't be in that market, but we're out there running with them and the boys are having fun and it's been good so far.
And you know what? It's a learning experience, getting to work on the cars, maintain the cars, learning to take care of things and be ready for Friday night for racing, right?
You're teaching them a lifetime lesson on working on their cars and understanding how it works and what happens and how you repair it and just common sense that sometimes we're lacking in our school districts nowadays. You know, it's just one of those things, you turn the key and it starts, and that's a lot of where a lot of people stop at. So we're getting a couple mechanics going or welders going in these cars, and we'll be fine.
Rod, if they'd like to find out more about your upcoming August auction and see some of the items that will be available on the auction, what should they be looking for?
Well, we signed up, like I said, with Tracy Holland out of Allendale. We're still in the works of getting some pictures put together, but there'll be some stuff on Holland Auctions, I'm sure. We'll probably have something on our Power Lift Door Facebook page. So be looking. It'll be coming out here shortly. Like I said, we're just signed up last week with him.
If they would like to find out more about French's Repair, French's Fabrication, or French's Power Lift Doors, how should they do that?
There again, you can call us at 507-374-9306. Check out powerliftdoors.com or frenchespowerliftdoors.com, either one of them. They'll all get you hooked back to us one way or another, but we're here 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Don't be afraid to give us a holler.
Rod, it's always great to talk to you, always great to see you, and I know you do a great job for all of your customers. Thank you so much for being with us here on The Dirt Show.
Thanks for coming over, Clayton. Have a great day.
Come on, kids. Let's go outside to play.
Hello, Wolf and Sons? Can you come spray my yard for mosquitoes?
If you can't be outside because of the mosquitoes, call Wolf and Sons at 507-455-3524.
When it comes to buying the parts that will put your race car in victory lane, all you want to know are the facts. Fact, Aero Racing Wheels can be seen on the dirt and asphalt tracks across the nation. Fact, Aero Racing Wheels has become the largest premier racing wheel supplier by supplying quality and durability at an affordable price. Fact, the Aero 59 Series wheel has won more Monster Energy, NASCAR, Xfinity, and Camping World Truck Series races than all other brands combined. As a matter of fact, if you want to run with the winner, see AeroRacingWheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
The big boys with the big toys.
We got the right stuff to get the job done. We can get it done fast, we can get it done right.
We're not messing around with those sissy toys.
Fire them up, let the horses run. The big boys with the big toys. Dale Enterprises.
Why would you use anything but the latest technology and packaging when it comes to shipping your business products? Hi, this is Ryan. Here at Foamcraft Packaging, we provide a complete line of packaging materials, including foam products, pallets, crates, corrugated boxes, and much, much more. See all of our different packaging options at foamcraftpackaging.com or call toll-free 1-844-655-2365. That's 844-655-2365.
Why does Jake Hagopian, USAC National Mini Sprint Champion, use Walker Performance Filtration Systems?
Our relationship with Walker Performance started in the process of developing a filter for the MicroSprint ranks across the board with so many different styles of engines and injection setups. It was really easy to work closely with Ben Walker and his team to develop the best scenario for MicroSprint races across the country.
See WalkerPerformanceFiltration.com or call them at 818-252-7788.
Welcome back to a special segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is always a pleasure to be joined by Tony Veneziano from SLS Promotions. And Tony, you guys get to go to some of the coolest tracks in the United States and put on some awesome events.
Hey, Clay, we've been driving and putting a lot of miles on. Yeah, we were in Nebraska actually recently. We went from Nebraska up to North Dakota. Had two races up there. One got rained out, so we're going to have to go back and make that up in August. Then we were over in Minnesota at Granite City Speedway. Actually, to Iowa, then to Wisconsin, then back for Deer Creek, then out to Huron, South Dakota. So that's the next couple of weeks for us. So putting a lot of miles on, but it's been a good trip so far. I mean, the two races we've gotten in, Eagle, Nebraska, was a heck of a show. Kyle Larson won that one, and we went up to Grand Forks and had a two-hour rain delay there, but got the race in and ended about 1 in the morning, and David Gravel picked up the win, so he continued his hot streak as well, and looking forward to the next string of races here.
Tony, when I was down at the Clay County Fair in Spencer, Iowa, and we were standing down there talking, and you were telling me just all of the things you do at the track to late nights and traveling, you were a busy guy during the race season.
Yeah, we all are. I mean, actually, my boss, Larry, he works the track, and when we raced in Jackson a few weeks ago, he was actually out till 6 in the morning working the track from the previous night, went back to the hotel, got a couple hours of sleep, maybe an hour and a half, and we were right back out there at 8 in the morning, and you know, a lot of days it's like that. I mean, there's so much that's involved in this. A lot of people, you know, they don't realize just how much is involved, but we love the sport. That's why we do it. I mean, you know, nobody's putting a gun to our head saying we got to do it. We love the sport. We want to promote the sport, so it's, you know, we're pretty fortunate to get to do it. You know, a lot of people, we always say, you got to have a passion for the sport to be involved in it, because it's definitely a lot of miles, a lot of long hours, and it's a great sport, and that's why we do it.
Fans are getting fired up for the Clash at the Creek Thursday night, June 29th, and some of the drivers out there are really hot right now. I know Brad Sweet, Kyle Larson picked up a victory. There's a lot of guys out there who could take that checkered flag.
There really are. You know, in years past, it was always the Donnie Schatz show when he was winning 25 or 30 races a year. He's got a lot of wins right now. He's got 10 wins that lead the series, but David Gravel's right behind him with 9 wins, and Brad Sweet has 4 wins. Brad's only a couple points behind David in the standings, and you know, Brad Sweet's been fast all season. You know, last year he led the points through about the middle of June, and then Donnie Schatz got around him and kept the points lead the rest of the season. So I think Brad Sweet learned a lot from that. I think David Gravel as well. He's kind of learned you got to finish races, you got to finish towards the front when it comes to the end of the season, and those points add up. So those guys definitely are having a great season. And another one I know you've talked to in the past, Logan Schuart, you know, he's having a great season. 3 wins so far for the Shark Racing team with Bobby Allen, the owner. I know we've talked to Bobby in the past. It's neat to see, you know, one of the original Outlaws. He owns a team out here. He's got his son and his grandson driving for him, and they run 2 cars out of 1 trailer, and they've won 3 races, which, you know, it's kind of a David versus Goliath thing when you see the guys pull up in the huge trailers, and then they come and pull 2 cars out of their smaller trailer. So it's pretty neat to see, and Logan Schuart, a very talented guy. He should be a threat at Deer Creek, and his teammate Jacob Allen actually ran towards the front at Deer Creek last time in 2015. He started 7th or 8th, and he was all the way up to 2nd and ended up finishing 6th, I believe. So those guys do good there, and it's a strong field this year. We're actually halfway through June, almost all the way through June, and Shane Stewart, he has a couple wins, and actually Darren Pittman and Joey Saldana haven't won yet, which is really surprising. So when you got guys like that who haven't won, that shows you how competitive it is out here right now.
Thursday, June 29th, Deer Creek Speedway. Let's talk about the event, what time it's going to start, what fans can expect to see, and also on the card is the Ironman stock cars, and they're always fun to watch. I tell you what, that's a thrilling race leading into the Outlaw feature.
Yeah, it is. You know, that track, I mean, Deer Creek, a lot of the drivers, they say, you know, it kind of races like a bigger track, but obviously they call it a 3/8 mile, so it's smaller, but it's got the banking, you got to carry the momentum around the top, and, you know, sprint cars put on a great show, the stock cars put on a great show, so it's always a favorite of the drivers to go to because of how racy it is, 2-3 grooves, and you know, it'll start off, we'll have hot laps at 6:30 p.m., followed by time trials, and then racing will actually be at 7:30, and for the fans coming out, they can come out as early as 2 o'clock. The pits will be open then. The grandstands will open at 4, and they can come out early and walk around the pits if they got a pit pass and have a good time.
Tony, if they'd like to find out more information about the event or get their tickets right now, how can they do that?
2 ways. They could go to slspromotions.com, that's our website, or they can go to deercreekspeedway.com, the tracks website, and that actually links right to our website as well. So pretty easy. Just go to the tracks website. There's a big link up there. You just click on it. You can get your tickets in advance, which, you know, always helps, because that way on race day you don't have to wait in line. A lot of times people, you know, they get out of work late or whatever. They hurry to the track. They don't want to wait in line to get a ticket, so buy it in advance and just walk right in.
Tony, thanks for being part of the Dirt Show, and I can't wait to see you on Thursday night.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Clay.
Honey, did you hear that noise?
What? What noise?
I think it's hailing outside.
What? I don't hear anything.
Did you put my van in the garage?
No, I didn't.
Well, now we definitely have hail damage to my van. I know just the person who can fix that damage, though.
Who would that be?
Bob from Midwest Collision in Faribault. He specializes in hail damage repair. Give him a call at 332-2434. That's 507-332-2434.
Coles Electric in Owatonna is there whether it's a small or large project with state-of-the-art technology ensuring a professional job will be done every time. Coles Electric services include new construction, design and build, lighting design and installation, remodel work, high voltage, and PLCs. Coles other services include generating
aerator sales, security systems, infrared cameras, directional boring systems, underground trenching, plowing, cable location, vacuum excavation, pole setting, boom truck, and 24-hour on-call emergency service. That's Coles Electric in Owatonna. Licensed, bonded, insured, and offering free estimates.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor in Blooming Prairie is the place to go for your next golf cart. And now with two locations, Miners Outdoor can serve you even better. Be sure to check out More Golf and Utility, located just 3 miles east of I-35 in Lakeville. Remember to ask about Club Car's new consumer golf cart, Onward. That's Miners Outdoor in Blooming Prairie and More Golf and Utility in Lakeville.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
Napa Know How.
Ever wish you could have your own walk-up music? Napa has the rugged Bluetooth speaker on sale for $29.99. It's portable and waterproof, which means you can play walk-up music anywhere. Showing up to a party? Walk-up music. Doing a sweet cannonball? Walk-up music. The rugged Bluetooth speaker at Napa for $29.99 makes everything cooler. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 6/30/17.
Welcome back to our sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Tony Kochler from Duradoc. And Tony, really, when you get down to the grassroots of everything, when you're looking for a quality dock for your lake home, what you're really looking for is something that you can put in. It's maintenance-free. You don't have to worry about it because you still have to mow the lawn and maintain the property and do other things. So if you don't have to worry about your dock, it just gives you more time to do what you love to do at the lake.
I think you should work for me, Clayne. That's excellent. I appreciate that. Those are all virtues, I guess, that I try to accommodate with my Duradoc. I've made many changes to it over the years to make it easier for folks to put it in and out of the water. Some feedback I got just this year from a couple of homeowners that had purchased a Duradoc said, you know, maybe I need to take a look at that. So I'm always looking at ways to make the dock better, to make it so that the homeowner can get in the water easier. They can just go up there and not have to worry about it.
And Tony, I know you take so much pride in your product. When you brought the dock up for our Home and Rec show here in Owatonna, you were showing me a new feature and it makes it easier to use. You're constantly making small improvements just to make a great product even better.
That's something I really pride myself on as far as being the owner of Duradoc, is whatever I can do to give that homeowner more satisfaction, less worry about the installation of that dock, the more that they're willing to share with their friends and neighbors about Duradoc and its quality and possibly contacting me about inquiring about a new dock themselves. So it's just the little things that, you know, you're going to take care of that make such a big difference in the end for folks.
And also the safety features. Let's talk about the surface of your dock. The last thing you want to have is grandma and grandpa out at the cabin or some little kids running on the dock and they slip and get all scraped up or they hit their head. And you've done a great job with the surface.
Yeah, and that's something that's really kind of industry standard of where I use my surface. I know there's other products available, and I've looked at them over the years, but I always come back to that perforated top. It's virgin plastic. Obviously, it can come in some different colors and make it aesthetically pleasing to what the homeowner lives in on the shore. But, and I've had so many sales reps stop by, and good for them for trying to represent their product. But I always come back to that surface that has a good coefficient of friction, which means that even when it's wet, kids running on it aren't going to slip. It's comfortable to walk on with your bare feet. And then the best thing is that it allows the sun and the wind and the rain to go through, so it's self-cleaning when you do get some rain. And then if you get on some of the bigger lakes that have a little more wake or a little more roll, if there are any waves or the water does go up, the waves just tend to wash right through, and that dock isn't out there acting as a sail being pushed around. So this perforated top that I use, it just seems to be the best situation that I've seen to accommodate someone's new dock.
Tony, when someone calls you to talk about your product, they're talking directly to the manufacturer. So what that means is when you build them a dock, you can custom build that dock to fit where they are on the lake, whether they're on a big hill, whether they need a long dock, whether they need something customized for a large pontoon. You do all that in one sitting.
Yeah, the one thing I really enjoy doing is just asking the homeowner about their lakeshore application, or sometimes folks are on a river that's dammed and they have fluctuation water height, or depending upon their shoreline and what type of ease they have as far as, you know, the depth and the slope.
All those things are important just as far as usability. About, okay, so if we put this dock in there, how are we going to service it? How's it going to get in and out of the water? One thing I like to do as well is just make a hitch that fixes on the end of the dock and people can get their four-wheeler or their pickup, whatever they need to move that dock in and out of the water easily. So, I mean, the last thing I think folks want is, okay, I got to go up and put the dock in this week. You know, I think folks want, oh, let's just go up and put the dock in. It'll take 10 minutes and we're done, and then we can go fishing off it.
If they would like more information about your great products, and I highly recommend these products, how can they find out more from you, Tony?
Just give me a shout on my cell phone, 641-529-0698. Again, that's 641-529-0698. Or just go to duradoc.us, as in United States, duradoc.us.
If you need a dock, you want a maintenance-free dock, one you don't have to worry about anymore, contact DuraDock, and thanks so much for being with us, Tony.
I appreciate it, Colleen. Thank you.
Hey, friends, it's Speed the Sauce Man. At Cookies, sauces and seasonings are our business. Food is our passion. Try our wings and things hot sauce and everything from chicken wings to your morning eggs. Use it in recipes like spicy chicken noodle dinner, party dip, and buffalo chicken pizza. And it's not only delicious, but it's award-winning, too. Wings and things recently earned first-place honors from the National Barbecue Association. Remember, smart cookies use cookies.
Cookies is the one.
Get a large two-topping pizza for only $12 at Casey's General Stores right now. Don't miss out on this limited-time-only special. Take advantage of this delicious deal by ordering online at caseystogo.com or using our mobile app. Don't have the mobile app? Download it right now and receive a free 32-ounce fountain. Enjoy easy online ordering, special coupons, games, and more. Casey's. Famous for pizza.
When it comes to finding new, innovative ways to solve problems, Honda has always risen to the challenge. Take our family of Pioneer 1000 side-by-sides. The biggest news this year is the Pioneer 1000 Limited Edition. What makes it so special? First, the combination of Honda's exclusive automatic dual-clutch transmission combined with our revolutionary i4-wheel drive technology. Like every Pioneer 1000, it sports a best-in-class 999cc engine. Plus, with the Pioneer 1005, Honda's exclusive of quick flip seats can go from a three-seater to a five-seater in seconds. So head to Trimble's Cycle Center in Austin and to check out a new Honda Pioneer 1000. For your safety, read the owner's manual, wear a helmet and eye protection, always wear your seatbelt, and keep the side nets and doors closed. Pioneers are for drivers 16 years and older. Trimble's Cycle Center in Austin, USA's second oldest Honda dealer.
Welcome back to our special segment here on The Dirt Show, brought to you by Cookies, Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings, and Speed. You have an awesome recipe for stuffed pork loin.
You know, pork loin is good just smoked and seasoned with a little flavor enhancer. Of course, you can do it in the oven, too, but I still put pork loin on the smoker, or if you don't have a smoker, you can throw it on the grill and use indirect heat and then just put some chips in foil over one of the burners, and you'll get a nice smoke flavor even out of that on a gas grill or charcoal, too, if you want to just throw it down on your coals. Why, you can sprinkle some hickory or apple chips down on there and get a little smoke flavor. But what I like to do, and my favorite way, is take like a center-cut pork loin. I usually get them, you know, so they're about 10 inches long, roughly. Then buy a package of either smoked beef sausage, like that rope sausage, in a U-shape that you see in the grocery store, or kielbasa, too. That's also good that way. Take that and then cut it off at the curve and poke a bunch of holes in it with a fork in the casing on that sausage. And then take that boneless pork loin and just run a knife horizontally right through the center of it, all the way the 10-inch length. Just run it all the way through there and cock it a little bit and pull it back out, and see, so you have a nice hole all the way through the center of that pork loin, and just take that smoked sausage and slide that right in the center of that loin. And then what I do is I season it with flavor enhancer and a little bit of granulated brown sugar, throw that in the smoker. I pull it up to about 140, 142 right in there, then pull it out and wrap it in foil and let it set for about 10, 15 minutes. But the juices from that sausage go out into that loin, and then when you slice that loin off, you've got a sausage ring right in the center of it. And then I always just tell people that I get specially bred hogs when I'm cooking them this way. They got the sausage already in the loin. Boy, is that ever tasty. I mean, it's nice and juicy and got great flavor. So for these and other great recipes, go to your website, Claim. You'll have the recipes up on there. Also, you can go to cookiesbbq.com.
As always, thanks for being with us, Speed.
You betcha. Have a good one, Clay. See you next round.
Gilland Enterprises is your local distributor of Justice Brothers Car Care products. Justice Brothers products are manufactured for industrial, agricultural, heavy equipment, and automotive equipment. Their high-quality products are used by today's top racing teams. Justice Brothers products reduce breakage, downtime, and increase machinery reliability, life, and performance, which increases your profits. This family-owned America's brand for quality products has provided additives, lubricants, and cleaner to automotive enthusiasts, racers, truckers, industries, and farmers for more than 80 years. Contact Gilland Enterprises, your local Justice Brothers Car Care Products distributor today at 952-934-7354 or visit our website at justicebrothers.com. Go with a winner. Gilland Enterprises and Justice Brothers.
Record-breaking yields and low harvest prices. The value of on-farm storage is higher than ever. Start planning for next year now. An on-farm storage system from NASCO Equipment gives you the marketing flexibility to capture the best prices when the timing is right. And that can make a huge difference to your bottom line. Call us, NASCO Equipment, your local Baylin, GSI, and Farm Fans dealer. And make an investment now that will maximize your farm's profitability year after year. Call NASCO Equipment of Fairmont or International Steel Erectors today at 507-235-9506.
This your old friend Speed the Sauce Man. Welcome to the Dirt Track segment brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
The USMTS was in the house at Ogilvie Raceway last Wednesday night, June 14th. In the B-Mods, it was Eric Lamb over Mitch Weiss, and in the USMTSA Main, Jake Tim over Zach Vanderbeek. They were also racing last Thursday night, June 15th, at Kossuth County Speedway in Algona, Iowa. In the Modifieds, Mike Juergens over Kelly Shryock. In the B-Mods, Jake McBurney over Josh Meyer. In the Hobby Stocks, Shannon Anderson over Brandon Nielsen. In the Hornets, Jacob Tackney over Nate Koopman. And in the Stock Cars, Derek Green over Jake Masters. KRA Speedway in Wilmer, Minnesota was also racing last Thursday night, June 15th. In the Modifieds, Tim Johnson over Don Eichens. In the B-Mods, Jason Vertuba over Sean Fernks. In the Mod 4s, Dean Larson over Tyler Larson. In the Sport Mods, Dustin Verkus over Matthew Dittman. In the Street Stocks, Tim Johnson over Justin Taman. In the Super Stocks, Tim Johnson over Alex Wolf. Last Friday night, June 16th, Granite City Speedway was racing. In the Modifieds, Tyler Keeter over Danny Vang. In the B-Mods, Matt Baker over Ryan Sandusky. In the Mod 4s, Adam Prevey over Dustin Holquist. In the Sport Compacts, Brittany Smith over Eric Cleesby. In the Street Stocks, Jim Gullickson over Tim Johnson. In the Super Stocks, Tim Johnson over Dave Moss. Batwing Chassis Outlaw Mini Mods were also racing at Red Cedar Speedway in Menominee, Wisconsin, last Friday, June 16th. Andy Zimmerman over Tayton Hansen. Saturday night, we went to Deer Creek Speedway. One feature was completed before the rain. Robbie Franklin over Mitch Weiss in the Midwest Modifieds. Knoxville Raceway in Knoxville, Iowa was also racing last Saturday night, June 17th. Three first-time winners in one night. In your 20-lap, 410 A-Main, Matt Jewell over Austin McCarl. In the 360 18-lap A-Main, Sawyer Phillips over Clint Garner. And in your 305 A-Main, Brad Comgies over Cade Higday. Sunday night, Father's Day, they were racing at Mason City Motor Speedway in Mason City, Iowa. In the Tuners, Devin Jones over Kyle Ballack. In the Hobby Stocks, Andrew Borchard over Chance Halatz. In the B-Mods, it was Jared Baumeister over Dan Hoofden. In the Stock Cars, Derek Green over Mitch Hoofden. And in the Modified Masters at Cedar Lake Speedway, the 70-lap A-Main, Ryan Gustin over Rodney Sanders.
Lou Fager's Racing in Delano, Minnesota is this area's authorized Rocket and Shaw Chassis Repair Shop, offering a full-service online store at fagersracing.com. Log on and join our email for updated newsletters and check out the LFRE Superstock, Modified, and Late Model Chassis, including all the IMCA and WSOTA parts you need. Lou Fager's Racing has decades of experience in making fast drivers even faster. See them online at FagersRacing.com or give them a call at 800-328-3618 and they'll get the parts you need. Compliments of Lightning Lou.
This is Mark at Courage Ford, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie. If you're in the market for a different car or truck, please stop in and give us a try. We keep a nice selection of new Fords and used cars and trucks of all makes and models. So stop in and give us a shot. You won't be disappointed. And call for all your service needs. Doug will take great care of your auto. Give him a call today. That's at Craige Ford Highway 218, Blooming Prairie, your service-minded dealer.
Hey, you in the truck. Looks nice, but looks like every other one. Bring it into Auto Trim Design. Let us help you make it your own. Running boards, chrome accents, dress up your vehicle. Make your work truck with bed liners, trailer hitches, and toppers. We have over 30 years of experience in the truck accessory business. I invite you to stop by and see what we can do for you. We're located in Owatonna at 3275 Old Highway 14, 1 mile west of Walmart.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.